1404.
Stand forward, Justin. This is Ron. How can I help?
Hey, Ron. I have a small problem. One of my hearing aids quit working, and I am legally not supposed to drive with only one.
Well, I have no idea about that legal ruling or anything like that. Sounds like you're more aware of that than I am. Do we need to tie you up? Is this a battery issue or what?
It's not a battery issue. I'm not sure what it is. I replaced the battery. But I just need to be relieved, if I could, at like Hawthorne at 12th or something.
Well, it'd be easier if we can get you all the way into downtown. I've got an extra downtown that we can run the trip. But if we can, I can get you there at 11 Madison, too. Would that help?
Yeah, that's great. And then I just, what do I do? Take the bus back to the garage or take the 70 back?
Can you drive that bus back to the garage at that point?
Yeah, I can. I just don't feel safe with passengers, per se. So, 11th and Madison is great.
Well, if you're not feeling safe then, you're not safe now. And so I need you to tie the bus up.
Well, what I mean is I feel safe without passengers. Right now, my hearing aid, I have one hearing aid working. So, that is good, but if this one decides to quit working, that would be the problem. But whatever you would like me to do.
Oh, I see. So as long as you have at least one, you're okay then. So yeah, if you can get that down to 11 Madison, look for bus 3265, and we'll have him meet you there. You can transfer the load over to him, and then can you take the bus back to the garage from that point?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay, and if for whatever reason that other hearing aid quits, then you need to pull it over, stop, tie it up, let everybody know that they got to get off the bus and call me priority.
Copy that. Thank you.
At 1221.